Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just me and you. We're still having technical difficulty getting Pam on the show. Pam Danziger was with us earlier. The connection wasn't that great, and so we're gonna try. We're gonna continue to march, and we'll get Pam back again a little bit later on. The challenge we've got right now is we got small businesses every day, every minute. Small business owners are sitting there looking at whatever resources they have. Even the people who received the millions, several million small businesses received the Paycheck Protection Program funding. Quite a few of them last week, but not nearly enough. If you remember, a month ago, when I reported on this thing that was coming out, before it came out, they were talking about $350 billion, and I said in that article, a week before it came out, I said it won't be enough. And now they're trying to go back and get some more. But even the people who got the Paycheck Protection money, you know, they're okay from a payroll standpoint for the next few weeks, but that they're not okay from you know, all the other stuff. And I know part of it is going to go to rent, but that doesn't cover all their rent or the utilities or their other expenses or their insurance bills. It doesn't cover insurance. It doesn't cover, you know, the other fixed costs that they have. And it also is it doesn't cover the lost opportunity. So it's just basically just a Band-Aid to get us through this. And I realize that the COVID-19 disease is really a hateful and a mean organism. But still, so is the flu. So is a head-on car collision. So is an airplane crash. But we still drive, and we never shut a business down because of the flu. And we still used to take airplane rides, right? We used to get on airliners, even though we knew they could crash. Folks, I know that this disease scared the heck out of us, and in some ways with justification. But we wound up being so frightened of this thing that we've gotten to the point of hysteria. There's a book by Charles McKay called "The Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds." What people will do when they get into a herd mentality, what happens when the hysteria gets going. And we've got to make sure that that hasn't happened to us here in the United States. We've got to think about this in terms of what are the risks that we deal with every day in our lives. And even though this disease is really ugly, you can rest assured, folks, we're going to have COVID-19 with us the rest of from now on. We're never going to get rid of COVID-19. It's going to be part of our world, just like we didn't get rid of. We haven't gotten rid of the flu. It's been here for a long time, and it's going to be. And so next year, even if we get a treatment for the COVID-19 disease, even if there's a shot for it, there will be people die next year from COVID-19. And there may be thousands. There may be 10, 15,000, 20,000 die from COVID-19 next year. But guess what? More than that will die this year from the flu. So we're going to have to put this in our list of things that go bump in the night in America. I don't mean to be mean or cruel, but we have got to include this in our list of things and go bump in the night, like driving in a car, like crossing the street, like flying in an airplane, like eating food at a restaurant that could be poisoning us. I've been poisoned at restaurants before. Have you? But yet we still go, and other things that we do, because life is there's a risk in life, and we really have to be careful turning over. This is one thing that we're learning, I think. We have to be careful turning over our country to the medical people, to the medical experts. They need to advise us. They need to give us their best estimates, which we now know some of them were not right. We now know some of their estimates were off the charts wrong. We have to not allow them to create hysteria and to cause us to do things that's not in our best interest. And so as we go forward, folks, it's something we've all got to think about. And I'm encouraging everybody to contact their governor and say, we want to go back to work. We want to go back to work. It's time to go back to work. We'll take the necessary precautions because none of us want to get sick. We don't want our families to get sick. But it's time for America to go back to work. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
Oh, how build you kingdom in that house on the hill, looking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.